Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
3C Live featuring Arch Bilankulu and Star Pebble, and before Infinite and the song Able God. The time now 27 minutes just before 1. I'm excited at this present moment in time to be talking to one of our finalists, or should I say the sixth finalist, top finalist. So as I said earlier on, the six finalists of the PTO business competition have been selected. I've named them and they will be making their way to the final event on the 12th of November 2024, hosted at the Northwest University Vanderbilt Park campus, and the finalists will be competing against each other one last time before the official overall winner, as well as the first and the second runner-up will be selected and announced. So joining us today is one of the finalists, and this is Hlali Sekati. How are you, Hlali?
Hi, Sifika. I'm good, and you?
I gave you a new surname. It's Hlali Sifika. Yeah, Sifika. Bona, the rock, the rock.
They really get my first name wrong.
Yeah, well, Bona. Well,
now I'm feeling wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I'm going to say congratulations to you making it to the top six.
Oh, thank you very much. I can say it's been quite pressure-fueled, but yeah, exciting nonetheless.
So now, why do you think it's crucial for business ideas to focus on solving problems for customers?
I'd say with that in mind, you have to take into account that, you know when you're coming into the space of business,
yeah,
we're always thinking about it from a me-centric type of setup, so self-centered type of approach, and you think that you can offer like a brilliant, how would I put it? You can offer a brilliant product, and then from that product, then you're gonna want to look for a market with it. Whereas actually, the first thing you have to always ask yourself, and it has taken a long time to get there, is ask yourself, what problem are you solving? And when you start to understand what problem it is that you're solving, I think from that point of view, you even have to ask yourself that, what is the total addressable market for this problem that I'm solving? Is it a real problem that is worthwhile solving? Is it viable? And from it being viable, is it feasible enough to do that? Because if you don't, you end up with a nice product polished up or service, but there's no one willing to use it. You don't want that.
Yeah, because you're not meeting or solving any problems that they need at that time. So you're not meeting the needs of your market.
The needs of the market. So the needs of the market comes first, because they're the ones that hold the invisible lever as far as to whether you're going to actually put food on your table today or not.
Yeah, ne? So, Hlali, you have been on this journey since the beginning. Look at you now. It's November. You've held on. So, which has been the most challenging phase in the competition? The idea to concept development, the business model canvas, or the business pitch training, and why?
Initially I would have said the business pitch training. However, I feel like that's just an exercise of stage fright. But
okay,
I think when you do know what is it you're talking about, you should get over it very quickly. So I'd say the most challenging has been the business model canvas. Because with the canvas, you really have to squeeze, tens of pages worth of information into a single page, broken down over 9 different tables.
Yep.
And then in those categories, you still need to break down those long paragraphs you think you'd have, break them even down, distill them into bullet form points. Whereas you need to know that how you are explaining your value proposition, you need to know as to which customer segment are you addressing, and then which channels it is that you're gonna you're gonna get it to them, what relationships you're building over time, what is the revenue stream looking like, and then just the front end of things, and you still have like a whole other 5 categories that you have to cover. That of course from your, what is this, your key partnerships.
Yeah.
But that, those are the things. As far as the people, that takes the mechanics of what it is that you are, your whatever your industry is, they are the ones responsible to ensure that, look, if Sibongile wants, you know, our miracle quick mix, I need to know who are the key people that I need to connect from end to end to make sure that she gets it in a speedy less time as she would expect at a point that we have promised her. So I think that has been quite challenging, even getting as far as the cost structure, because so many elements to it. You don't think as to, oh, this is the price that I'm just going to thumb start. You literally need to think of market conditions. From market conditions, you still need also to do a breakdown all the way to thinking about your break even. And then from there, finally, you can say, oh, this is my profit. Because as entrepreneurs, we like to simplify it to say, look, this is my price and this is my profit. It's like,
but
did you consider the complexity of what is it that you need to actually put in? It is a lot. I mean, it will make your head spin. But
so it's like you're taking the whole business plan and making it small.
Very small. And you have to make it
very small.
Very small. You should squeeze in that. It's like, think if this was a data system or like a memory card, it's like the zip folder. You have to take something that is like 4 gigabytes, and it has to just be 10 megabytes.
Yeah.
It has to make that much sense. Otherwise, it actually even exposes you that you actually don't know what you're talking about. If you can't even have your 5-year-old or your grandmother actually read it in plain English, you actually don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. So in your opinion, Shali, what's the most significant way for a business to have a positive impact on its community? Is it job creation, clean environment, high-quality products or services?
Of course, I think that all three are important. However, I would say that seeing that the economy that we're in right now, jobs are, it would be an understatement to say that jobs are you know, missing. However, I would say even though you'd want to get to what jobs are about, start with the quality of the product or your service that you're offering, because that offers a gateway of what it is that you intend to give to the market. Because at the end of the day, even if I go back to what the business model canvas has been about and what it has taught me, is that it is about the value proposition. What value are you bringing to the world? And say that, what problem are you solving? It is what value that you are adding that is exchanged with it. And then once you have that covered, you can easily then get to the aspect of solving the job problem. Because why? She comes to the store, she buys the Miracle Quick Mix. After she buys the Miracle Quick Mix, Charlie has to run back to the factory and produce more Miracle Quick Mixes. She tells about more Miracle Quick Mixes to her friends and family and everyone else around.
Yeah.
As we repeat that, Charlie can't be alone when he's producing this.
Mm.
I this next person and the next person. Before you know it, Charlie has 200 people working under him, because Sibongile has something that she wanted actually to use in her daily life. It is not. It has nothing to do with Sally in this conversation, because I don't even like this context of people always saying support black business, buy black. No, I think firstly one thing you have to focus on is that think about product, think about service, think about the problem you're solving. Because once that is covered, the person who is on the receiving end, that is being your consumer in this context, they do not even care that whether you're a white person, you're a black person, you're purple, you're green. It is to say, this product has a job for me that it is doing. I mean, I would refer to one Mr. I think it's a Dr. Clayton Christensen about the innovator's dilemma. He states that, look, as customers, we look for products that solve our problems, in the sense that we hire them for jobs. It's small jobs. So when you go buy a milkshake at the fast food chain, and you are doing a commute to work, you're actually hiring this thing to fill up your time between your restaurant time, your time from home to the restaurant to work, to not get bored and fumble your fingers. Then you have something that you're drinking. So you need to understand the basics behind it.
Okay, Shali?
They move on with their lives.
All right, Shali, we just missed what you just said right now at the end.
Oh, I would say that basically when they're taking your product or service, they're hiring it. So when they're hiring it, they're using it for that period of time that is to fill up their commute. And then they know that they would have fulfilled what it needs to what a purpose that it needs to be filled in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was just breaking it down to not sound too convoluted, is to say, if I'm buying a milkshake, I know that I'm moving from point A to point B. It is not really about the milkshake. It's the job that I'm hiring, what the milkshake should do. It's a contract for those 20 minutes or for those 30 minutes once until I've consumed it. And, hey, I'm at work. I can work now. Instead of when I was just thinking, twiddling my thumbs, I just had something that was cooling and nice to drink on my commute.
Wow, Sally, congratulations once more for making it to the top six. But now, considering everything you've learned from the Pitch Your Business competition, what advice would you give someone who wants to pitch a business idea to you now? So the roles,
wow.
Yeah, the roles have turned now.
I'm an investor now. I'd like to get into those shoes.
Yeah, you will soon. You will soon.
I would say, you know, it centers really around what we've just been covering in just a few minutes, is to say, look, have a keen understanding of what problem it is that you're solving.
Yeah.
And not just what problem it is you're solving, what value it is that you are offering, because it has to be a valuable problem that you're solving, no matter how small, no matter how big. If you have that understanding to it, I would say you're halfway there. Then the rest is just technical jargon that you actually have to distill down into something that is understandable for the layman, and then you are well on your way.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And what would you say, like, how have you grown as an entrepreneur personally because of this competition?
Bolder. I would say I'm much bolder.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
Even as I speak right now, I'm making part of a business toolkit. It's a SME toolkit that I actually look to join right now. I was just having, in two minds about it. It's okay, should I join this, should I not? But it is actually to say, look, it just helps to reinforce your understanding and to see that if you're on par. Because the thing is that with entrepreneurship, it's a path less traveled, you know.
Mm.
And that being the case, there's not really much of contemporaries and mentors you can look up to, or people who can actually hold your hand to walk the tough and, you know, difficult journey with.
Mm.
So having to get to as easy of a point of seeing what are these things that we always look at on the day-to-day, because we, in many small ways, from the mama in the spaza shop to the CEO in the corner office in Sandton, entrepreneurship is always happening every day. You know, be it you're in the company, be it you're at home, just selling your small sweets and everything, it's always happening.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing and aspect to cover with it is understanding your place into that system and how you can advance. And, you know, when you start to understand what market insights are and those in the industry, you start to see what your client is. You know, mm-hmm. They always come to you with a problem. It's like, help me. It's like, okay, this is your problem, and this is how I intend to solve it in as easy as possible of a way for you. I'll try to make it as fast as possible. I'll try to make it as cheap as possible. I'll try to make it as good as possible, you
mm-hmm.
know, depending on which factor it is that you need to differentiate yourself on. So it has taught me to be bold. I mean, before I used to, of course, approach customers on the day-to-day to see who's touching here, who's touching there. But now I'm much more emboldened to say, look, in any place that I think that it is relevant and I have a question that pops up in my head, instead of saying, no, they'll think I'm stupid or whatever, I go ahead and ask.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you find that it was like the next question that the next 5-6 people were thinking about is to say, hey, I have that in my head. And they just were not, didn't have the cojones enough to just ask it. You know, so I was just like, hey, go ahead, fire away. And you fire away, you're actually going to leave with insight. Whether it is a no, even aside from a yes, you're actually gaining insight from that, because I believe that a loss is not a loss. A loss is a lesson, always.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Sally, congratulations and all of the best for the 12th. I know you're holding thumbs up. You're trusting God and like, no, it has to be my name.
You know, I'm in two minds about this. I'm like, should I jump for joy? Should I keep quiet? You know,
being on the top six itself just also says that you are a winner, being on the top six itself. So congratulations on that, and all of the best for the 12th and all of the best with your business venture. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Now, thank you for this wonderful chat.
Yeah, I hope I'll be talking to you again after the 12th, ne?
As I said before, from your mouth to God's ears.
Amen.
And God willing, we shall have another conversation.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. All of God's best. Thank you, Hlali Sikati. Wow. And
Sika.
Oh, say, hey, Mr. Rock.
It's all right.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rock, have a great one. And yes, bye-bye. And yes, my family, that is Hlali Sifika, one of our top six finalists, and we wish him all the best. I just love the boldness. He just mentioned it, that no, this competition has helped me to become bolder than what I was before. And so we wish him all of God's best. And on the 12th, it's the final. In Sizulu, we say Lamangamu. Yeah, so it's the last day, and the top three will be announced, and the overall winner will be announced on that day. So, all of the best, Hlali.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.